Am I Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Down a little bit yesterday. We had Peter Beck on the program yesterday. Did he? Did they pick up today?
No. I didn't want to let the week finish without mentioning Rocket Lab, but those local company results have given us other sort of material to focus on. Yeah, so Rocket Lab started trading Wednesday night. It's got a couple of trading sessions under the belt. Now there have been some flows that we're aware of from retail investors in New Zealand into this what is now the NASDAQ trading entity. Yeah, first trading session was soft. Mike, share price fell 9.9%, closed at $10.43. That's US. As I just looked at it before we went on air, and it was $10.08, so down another 34 cents overnight. Look, I suspect Peter Beck is not overly focused on short-term trading movement. He's in it for the long haul, but we will keep an eye on the share price, Mike.
Okay, one of the interesting stories of the year is A2.
It is.
I mean, from what they were to what they are.
Yeah, now, Mike, what I will say is this result was always going to present a fairly challenging situation, and in that sense, it did not disappoint. Look, there were a variety of reactions to the result, mostly not that great, and one of the adjectives used I saw from one of the analysts was disaster. However, that was all expected. Look, all of the issues that have been broadly discussed in the last 12 months were revealed in fairly stark details. Look, for clarity and briefly, the company was distributing product through the Daigou channel, that's a personal shopping channel, into China, focus on infant milk formula. The Daigou channel has collapsed. And there's now some uncertainty around the forward sort of looking demand for infant formula, declining birth rate in China, and potential rise of the popularity of home brands in the Chinese market as well. Look, to be fair, the commentary does suggest some signs of recovery in the Daigou channel and a better financial year next year. But as I said, it's all quite challenging. The result was within the guidance range. We'll give them that. The revenue down 30%, profit down 79%. The share price, which has been quite volatile recently, and there's been talks of potential merger activity and takeover activity as well. But it was down 81 cents today, $6.34. That's 11% down on the day.
And then, of course, what else could you expect from a plane company that can barely fly?
Yeah. Did you speak to Greg Foran as well?
We did him, and we got him today.
Great. So they're still flying into a headwind. Previous guidance was that they wouldn't lose more than $450 million, and the result was they lost $440 million. So within the guidance range. But look, we knew they were going to have a bad year. It's all about what happens next. So the focus very much on the cash burn, the rate of spending, the available liquidity that they have, and of course what happens with the proposed equity issue. So financial year 22, the next financial year, they're projecting losses not exceeding $350 million, but the lockdown and duration of lockdown becomes key in achieving that $350 million number. The border opening, recommencement of international travel, that seems to be in the laps of the scientists who have now overtaken the ear of the government. Foran says even Trans-Tasman bubble will be different. That air freight capacity scheme, that has been helping them. So the current company currently not paying its fringe benefit tax, or PAYE. Now, I suppose that is one of the advantages of having the government as your major shareholder. Of course, they will have to pay that at some stage. What I would say, Mike, is that they are doing all of the right things. And I would say that domestic travel was very buoyant prior to coming in to level four. So the sooner we get out of level four and level three, the sooner they can get going again.
All right, mate. What are the numbers?
A little weak overnight. The Dow Jones down 148 points, 35,256 as we look at it. It's about 0.4%. The S&P 500, 4483, down 13, 0.28% fall. And the NASDAQ just grimly, it hasn't quite hung on to the 15,000 mark. It's 14,987 as I look at it now, down 54 points. The FTSE 100 down 25 overnight, 7124. The Nikkei up 17, 27742. The Shanghai Composite 3501 down 39, 1.09% fall. The ASX 200 lost 41, it's about 0.5%, 7491. And some of the froth has come off. It's more dark swirls out there now in the New Zealand market. Down 121 points yesterday, 0.93%, closing at 13,051. On the currencies, 0.6946 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9593 Aussie, 0.5909 Euro, 0.5070 pounds, 76 6.44 Japanese yen, gold $1,790.95. And as we head into a non-travelling weekend for all you V8 enthusiasts out there, Brent crude, $71.66.
All right, mate, if you have a good weekend, we'll see you next week. Catch up soon. Andrew Kelleher and the good people at jmiwealth.co.nz.